When Emma Hickerson started volunteering at Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary in 1996, it was just a temporary thing. She figured she would help out with the sanctuary's research efforts for a while and eventually move on. But things didn't quite work out that way. 18 years later, that temporary volunteer gig has turned into her life's work. As the sanctuary's full-time research coordinator, Emma has logged more than 1,200 scuba dives over 150 scientific missions. And this weekend, she will be joining some of the most accomplished women in her field when she's inducted into the Women Divers Hall of Fame. You're listening to Sanctuary Shorts. I'm your host, Matt Dozier. On this episode, our intern Katie Holmes sat down with Emma to talk about how she got into diving, the challenges she's faced during her career, and her advice for aspiring marine scientists. Here's what the newest member of the Women Divers Hall of Fame had to say.
When did you first learn to scuba dive, and what inspired you to try it?
Well, amazingly, coming from Australia, I actually didn't start diving in Australia. I learned to dive in a very cold lake in Austin, Texas. I was 25 when I started diving, and I was a student at Texas A&M University in doing a zoology degree in the Department of Biology, but I worked in the Department of Recreational Sports, and some instructors over there who were friends of mine encouraged me and a group of friends to get our certifications. And it wasn't that I had never been interested in it before, I just never had that opportunity to do the class. If things had been different, I may have been certified 10 years earlier.
What is your favorite thing about diving?
That's a really hard question to answer because I've had so many incredible experiences as a diver. And one of the things, as a biologist, I love to document different behaviors and identify different species. I'm a great list taker, so anything I see is written down. And I love adding to that list. If I see an animal that I haven't personally seen before, it's an exciting experience for me. But also, as the research coordinator for the Flower Garden Banks, if it's a species that has never been seen in the sanctuary, that's just doubly exciting. So we can add that species to the list. And in fact, we've had some opportunities to add new species to science through the diving that we've done in the sanctuary. So it is a hard question because there are things that are so small that really are just as exciting to me as a diver as the very large things.
How did you get your start with the National Marine Sanctuaries?
When I was an undergraduate at Texas A&M University, my initial introduction was as a fish counter on a graduate student's project. But then after a couple of years, the sanctuary lost funding for their research coordinator, and I saw the need for somebody to help out. So I actually started volunteering, and I never considered that it would go any further than just helping out. But my goodness, that was 18 years ago, and it's evolved into my life.
What is the most interesting diving mission you've been a part of?
Every diving mission is different. We've got different objectives, and there's also opportunities to see different things. I'm always on the lookout to film or photograph or document something that either I've never seen before or has not been recorded in the sanctuary. So it's always an exciting opportunity each time I get in the water there, and the Flower Garden Banks never ceases to amaze me at what shows up and what goes on out there. It's an incredibly exciting place to be working. However, one of the most interesting, odd requests that I've had, along with G.P. Schmoll, the sanctuary superintendent, is the day we were called by NASA to conduct some submersible work in the Florida Keys. And the purpose of their request to us was to simulate NASA exploring asteroids using single-person space vehicles. So that was kind of a very interesting twist on what we do and applying it to something I would have never imagined that I'd be involved in.
What are some of the challenges you faced during your career?
I think personally just juggling family and being a female, being the mother of a lovely daughter, balancing my time with her and being offshore 100 days a year sometimes, and having to leave at the drop of the hat to go offshore where the window opens. I think being in this type of field work and being a female is very challenging, and I don't think it's very well understood or talked about much, but it is. It takes a toll on personal relationships, and it's probably one of the most stressful issues that I've been dealing with or had dealt with ever since I've been going into the field.
Did you ever imagine you would be inducted into the Women Divers Hall of Fame?
No, that came as a complete surprise. The group of people that nominated me, it was led by Dr. Rachel Graham from the Wildlife Conservation Society, and she put the request to me, or suggested it to me, and I was actually quite against it because it didn't seem to me that it was something that I should be inducted into. But then she was very encouraging and had me look at all of the other people that had been inducted, and it's an incredible list of accomplished women. And I'm so honored that people even think that I'm worthy of being put on this pedestal with all these incredible women. It's certainly exciting and humbling at the same time.
What advice would you give to aspiring young divers?
I would encourage anyone who has dreams of being a diver and a scientist to be big dreamers. Don't be afraid to have very large dreams and to go after them. I would also encourage anybody in whatever field of interest that they have to volunteer in a relevant position. That opportunity will give you some time to think about, is this where I want to be? Is this what I want to do? But also it gives the people that you're volunteering for a look at who you are and what your capabilities are, and you'll be able to prove yourself for them. The field that I'm in is such a competitive field, and there aren't very many positions for people who are interested in this profession. So anything that you can do to make yourself stand out as a volunteer, go the extra mile, that will ultimately pay off. Recall that I started this job as a volunteer. In fact, I was actually paying a babysitter so that I could come and volunteer. So it's a little bit more than volunteering, but I've never regretted taking that leap into the unknown and putting myself out there as a volunteer of something that I saw that needed to be done. And it's totally paid off. As I say, 18 years later, I'm doing this job that I love. It's not a job. I think of it as a lifestyle. So as somebody trying to enter this field or whatever field that they're interested in, if you can volunteer and get your foot in the door, that will make a huge difference.
What is something you hope to accomplish going forward?
Well, at the moment, we're trying to develop a technical diving team. We have so much real estate in the Northwest Gulf of Mexico, both inside the sanctuary and outside the sanctuary, that still needs to be explored at these depth ranges. There still needs to be a lot of mapping and ROV surveys to ground truth the bathymetry, describe the habitats, describe the biology that can continue to be done for many, many years. And all of this goes into management and protection and conservation of these areas. So my goal is to continue doing science that is relevant to management applications. I also will continue prioritizing the science interpretation of the work that I do, finding those golden moments that you can turn around to teaching opportunities to the public and to highlight the magnificence of the marine environment.
Thanks very much to Katie Holmes and Emma Hickerson. You can find out more about the work Emma does at flowergarden.noaa.gov, and be sure to check out the Women Divers Hall of Fame at wdhof.org. That's it for this episode of Sanctuary Shorts. I've been your host, Matt Dozier. And until next time, thanks for listening.